you know, I've watched this my whole life. Whether you're dating some woman or you're marrying some woman, you know, early on in life, I've watched this where, and it could, you know, the women could probably say it about the men too. But anyway, so this is not, I'm never attacking anybody because everybody's different and everybody's dealt with similar things. And the truthers, whether they're men or women, they're attacked by the liars, you know. And so I'm just telling you my experience. But anyway, my whole life, I've seen people who want to take and not give. Who want to, and I'm not talking about money. I'm not even talking about money. I'm talking about attention, time. They want you to be honest, but they're not honest. They want you to be loyal, but they're not loyal. They want you to be this, but they're not. I've seen it my whole life. And it could apply to money. It could, it's your time, your energy, your effort. I need a ride home. Can you give me a ride home? Well, what happened when I was, when I needed a ride home, where were you? They weren't there. They were there, but they weren't there. First girlfriend, I guess you call her the first girlfriend, same. First wife, same. Second wife, same. They want to take, but they don't want to give. They don't want to do reciprocal. It's all about taking. Now, when you get these kind of people in your world, it's best to cut your losses fast, and you really don't have many losses if you do it right. If you just use wisdom, you can save a lot of time and money and energy and effort and worry and concern and all that. Once you see the, because I've been in the industry where I've seen this like face to face with people up close, and they're so obvious that you can't deny it. And you finally say, I'm not your daddy. I mean, this is people you don't even have any friendship with. I'm not your boyfriend. I'm not your daddy. I'm not your brother. These people you don't even know a lot of times, and they want you to go the extra mile for them. And you don't even know them. You don't even know these people. But if it's not reciprocal, there's a reason. They can pick up the phone and call you, but you can't pick up the phone and call them. That's a red flag. They can drop by your house, but you can't drop by their house. That's a red flag. That's the Jezebel spirit. Because Jezebel's got something going on that she's trying to find her somebody else until she's ready to break free from something. That's the Jezebel. That's manipulation. That's monkey branching. That's called monkey branching. They can't be by themselves, so they're trying to get their foot in the door while they got something else going on. It's called monkey branching. When you start to see these games for what they are, and the fake flattery, the false flattery. I saw it a long time ago. Long time ago. They always have something else going on. And when you put up boundaries, they get mad at you. But you start out, they want to know everything about your life, but they won't tell you jack about their life. They want to know everything about you, but they won't. And if they tell you something, it's not even true, because you find out later it was all lies. It's really sick. It's really sick. So you put no confidence in people until they prove over time that they're legit. And when you see them lying and contradiction, and you take notes and you say, oh, that's not what you said before. And you don't even need to take notes, because you can feel when somebody's gaslighting. Well, that's not what you said before. I never said that. After two or three times of that, you know you're probably being gaslit, because they're attacking your mind, your soul, your spirit. You're really attacking your soul. So once you start to see that, you start to take notes, and because you start to see that they've been gaslighting, you start to take notes, and then you realize you've been dealing with either a narcissist, a Jezebel, a psychopath, Delilah, or just a handler, a con artist, or who knows what they are, you know, non-human entity of some kind. Somebody's possessed. Somebody who's possessed and wants you to obsess over them, because the devil can't possess you, but if he can get you to obsess. But then once you see the game, you're like, I don't even like this person. I don't even like this person. The fake reality that was thrown out there is not even real. Something that a sister in Christ told me the other day kind of took me to another level. Look, if they're not saved, if they're not born again, they can't hear truth, and everything they believe is a lie. And so everything that they follow is a lie, everything they believe is a lie. So if they're everything, they can't hear any truth, and even if they do, they turn it into a lie and repackage it into a lie, and so everything out of their mouth is a lie. So don't be upset about it. It's not you. Don't let them project some identity on you that's not even real, and they try to do it all the time. You've seen coworkers do it. You've seen bosses do it. You've seen people try to project some identity. They don't even know you. You have to zip your lip to get a paycheck, but they think they know you, and they don't. They don't. They never knew you. They believe lies. They believe lies about themselves. They believe lies about others. They believe lies about reality, so they believe lies about you, and they try to project those lies and get you to accept those lies. And when you don't, when you don't accept their fake reality, whether it's a fake reality they put around themselves, a bubble, or a fake reality they try to project onto you, when you don't accept those fake reality bubbles that they try to project onto you or themselves or other people, then they have to cut you off, because the game, the jig is up. They're trying to create flying monkeys to support them. They need a network of flying monkeys for whatever reason. They can hold the text up, see what they said, or the email, or the phone call. They're trying to manipulate somebody else. This person loves me, look, and try to make somebody else jealous, or manipulate somebody else to make them look like they're some kind of, like you're not even a flying monkey, but they want you to look like one for their other people. It's ridiculous. They play these weird games, and you'll never know what kind of games they're playing. And so when you see the contradictions and lies and half-truths and the fake reality, you know what? It's so convoluted, you'll probably never figure it out. And they like that. They laugh about that. My second wife, she said everything's so confused, so complicated, no judge would ever figure it out. She loved it. She loved that confusion. That's why I got away from her. And I know she hasn't changed. She can't change. If she enjoyed the confusion that no judge in the land could figure it out, if she enjoyed that, if she thought that was fun, she's not going to change. She's a reptilian faker. And she did it in the church. She did it in family and in-laws and outlaws. And she enjoyed the confusion. What kind of person enjoys confusion and works in confusion? An evil person. Pure evil. She's not going to change. They don't change unless they get radically born again and repent and come to you and fall on their face, on their knees and face, and ask and beg for forgiveness and confess and really repent. They're not going to change. They just want to keep going. They want you to change, but they'll never change. Hi. Seriously. They'll ask you to change and not say the truth. But when you're calling, when they lie and you call them out on lies or their behavior, their bad behavior, you have good behavior and you're speaking truth, or you're seeing something they don't see, they don't want you to talk about it. But when they're lying and have bad behavior and you call them out, they don't want to change. They don't want to be rebuked. They want to rebuke you for truth. Now, this is ridiculous. They want to rebuke you for speaking the truth, but they don't want to be rebuked for their lies and bad behavior. Run. And if you can't run, ease your way out slowly. Slowly ease your way out. Let me say it again. They rebuke you for speaking the truth and doing what's right, but when you rebuke them for the lies and bad behavior, they don't want you to try to change them. They want to change righteousness, but they don't want to change their unrighteousness. They don't want to be held accountable, but they want to be hold you. They're trying to pull you into their world is what it comes down to. The archangel durst not bring a railing accusation against the devil when he spoke about the body of Moses. I think that's how it goes. I might not have the verse exactly right, but what does that mean? These are master liars, master manipulators, and when you try to debate with them, you're wasting your time because they're trying to make a copy. And if the devil can get you to debate with them, you're just like, whether you argue or laugh with a foolish man, there's no rest. Whether you argue or laugh with a foolish woman, there's no rest. So my point is, you're wasting your time. Thank God I memorized Proverbs when I was a kid before I even got saved. Whether you argue or laugh with a foolish person, there's no rest. So a liar, a manipulator, a Jezebel, a Delilah, somebody who loves chaos and laughed because she thought it was funny that no judge, it was so confused, she created so much chaos that no judge in the land could figure it out. She thought that was cool. I'll never forget she said that. She said, everything that's going on, no judge in the land could figure it out. That told me I got to get away from her, number one. And number two, she thought that was cool. That's evil. She's a criminal. She's a liar, manipulator, master manipulator. And so I said, you know, I got to get away from this insane person. And you have to do it incrementally, especially if it's a marriage. You have to do it incrementally over time. And eventually, when all the strings and the cords have been cut, then you never go back. Because they want the strings and the cords and the bands, because I just told you, they want it so confused that not even a judge can figure it out. And the only way you're going to be able to fight is log something. Whether it's a custody battle, whether it's a property settlement, whether it's just a divorce in general, whatever it is. It's so convoluted, no judge could figure it out. And that they would have to do a discovery for 6 years just to figure out what happened. And so what happens is the judges, they know they can't figure it out. So they just come up with a mediation type thing and say, well, your lawyer and this lawyer, or we just agree to this. And usually, even if it's a peaceful mediation, they don't want that. They like the confusion. Instead of just cutting ties and letting it go, they love the connection because they cause chaos. I'm serious. I lived it. I know what I'm talking about. They can't just cut. And if you say, I'm cutting ties, bye, they get mad. When you walk away in peace, they get mad. They really get mad because they can't control and manipulate you anymore and cause chaos because you're in peace and they're not. They never were in peace, so they're trying to make a copy of you. Excuse me. They're trying to make you into a copy of them. They're trying to make a copy. The devil's trying to make you into a copy of himself. And that's how he works through these agents. And you know when they go home, you don't know what kind of drug, cocaine, drug, Valium, Xanax, whatever they're on, but they're on something, drinking, drugging, something. Because they can't, they need your logic and your stability to function. But when they get around you, they're pulling you down into them to make a copy of them. And they know it. You can actually see it in their eyes. It's like if you ever look at a mouse or a rat, just Google an image of a rat. The eyes of a rat is like a master manipulator's eyes. They don't... I've been in hospitality. And these prostitutes that live on the site at times, they got these eyes like they're trying to figure you out. They're trying to pull you into their world. And when they see that you've got way too many boundaries to even, and then you finally have to kick them out. You finally kick them to the curb because they're causing so much chaos in the hotel business with neighbors, residents next door, whatever. You know you're going to kick them out as soon as you check them in. So when you check them in, you know what they are just by the way they talk and act and dress and all that. And so they're always looking for some kind of weakness or door so they can get in. And when there's no door, it makes them mad. And that's when they get angry and fight and curse and yell and scream to no avail. And you call the police, police kicks them out. Because light and darkness do not coexist. And it makes them very angry because they can only work in the dark. And that's why they want you drinking and drugs. So if you have a wife trying to get the man to drink, it's because she's a master manipulator. She can't manipulate him if he's not drunk. I've seen it my whole life. I've watched it. A woman who drinks wants her husband to drink so she can manipulate him and cheat on him and do stuff and have flying monkeys and play these confusing games. I've seen it my whole life. I know what I'm talking about. I can see them a mile away because it's never reciprocal and it's always some kind of drug or drinking involved.